Please take your Bibles and turn with me to Jonah chapter 4.
如果你有圣经，请打开圣经到约拿书第四章。
The entire book of Jonah has been going to this chapter.
这个约拿书呢，整个的这些章节呢，现在在第四章的结局。
After the first three verses in the book, we find that Jonah has two big problems.
在约拿书的头三节里面，我们就能看到约拿呢，他有一些问题。
The first problem is Jonah's actions. He is not obeying God.
第一个大问题呢，就是约拿呢，他没有顺服神。
Instead of going to Nineveh, he goes as far as he can in the opposite direction.
神让他去尼尼微去，但是他却去了另外的相反的方向，越来越远的一个方向。
His second problem is his attitude.
那么第二个大问题呢，就是约拿的这个态度。
He has disobeyed God because he is angry at what he knows God is going to do.
他对神的违背呢，是因为他知道神要做什么。
And throughout the book of Jonah, God patiently works with Jonah to deal with his problems.
在这个约拿书整个这些章节里面，我们看到神呢是怎样的耐心的去在医治这个约拿的他这个不顺服。
In chapter 1, Jonah flees.
在第一章里面，约拿呢在逃离开神。
And along the way, we notice a contrast.In the fear of God between Jonah and his pagan sailors.
那么在第一章里面呢，我们呢就看到神呢在神在对约拿的这个不顺服，他用这个暴风来惩罚，还有这些不信神的这些人他们的所作所为。
Jonah, the true prophet of God, who confesses, "I fear and worship the God of heaven." Does not show any fear or worship or obedience of God.
约拿他自称呢，他是一个信靠这个创造宇宙万物的天地的这个神，但是呢，他自己呢，他的行为并没有表现出来他在敬拜和信服这位神。
In contrast, pagan sailors who don't know anything about God at all by the end of the chapter are worshiping and obeying God.
但是那些不信不认识这个真神的这些外邦人呢，他们到了这个三节的最后呢，他们反而在顺服这个神。
Their experience with God has taught them genuine fear more than just being afraid of God.
那么他们在这里面的在这个经历中呢，他们神教导了他们就是怎么样去敬畏这个神。
But Jonah does not change.
但是约拿呢，他却没有被改变。
In chapter 2, we find Jonah prays.
在第二章里面，那么我们看到约拿在祷告。
And we learn what it takes to move Jonah's stubborn heart.
我们在这里呢看到要神做什么才能改变这个约拿这个顽梗的心。
Jonah expected God to punish him.
那么约拿呢，他在想就是说他想象的神肯定会要惩罚他。
And indeed, God sent his chastening hand.
但是神呢却在这里在挽救他。
Jonah did not expect God to show mercy on him, and God did.
约拿呢，他并没有期待神呢会在这里对他有这样大的怜悯，但是神确实对他很有怜悯。
Instead of killing him, God sent the unlikelihood of a fish to swallow him and take him back to shore.
神不但没有杀掉他，反而呢差遣了一个大鱼呢把他吞下去，然后救了他。
Jonah, in spite of himself, is truly grateful that God has saved his life.
那么约拿现在认识到他非常的感恩，因为神拯救了他的命。
And Jonah prays, probably the high point of the book. He prays a genuine prayer of thanksgiving that God has saved his life.
那么在这个第二章的这一章呢，他呢就从他心里发出了对这个神的赞美。
finally his angry silence is broken and he confesses, I will pay what I have vowed.
那么最后呢他、自己呢、对他所犯的这些罪呢他、发誓说他要来、承担这一切。
Jonah's attitude has not been changed.
约拿呢他的这个态度呢还是没有被改变。
But he has agreed to obey God.
但是呢他却、他说了他要这次他要、去顺服神。
And he promises God he will do what God wants him to do.
那么他向神许诺说他会去做神让他做的事情。
Well, God takes him up on that.
那么神呢也就、接受了他这样的一个请求。
He is given a second chance, and in chapter 3, Nineveh repents.
那么在第三章约拿书第三章里面，神给了他第二次机会。这个尼尼微城呢，听到了、约拿的这个、preaching、他们就悔改了。
Jonah agrees. He does his job in the bare, in the most minimal way possible, but he does obey. And the astonishing thing is, Jonah is embarrassingly successful.
那么在、第三章里，我们看到呢，神呢，约拿呢，他就做了、最微小的那种能够顺服神的这一点点事情。然后呢，我们看到这个结果呢，就是尼尼微城悔改了。
Like the pagan sailors, the Ninevites don't become worshippers of God, but they do believe and listen to Jonah's message.
那么尼尼微城的人呢，他们不信神，他们、也不认识神，但是呢，他们却听了、约拿在这里对他们的这个警告。
And God acts according to His character, and He is merciful and gracious.To the Ninevites.
那么神呢在这里他也许了他的承诺他对、尼尼微城的人呢非常的怜悯和有恩典
It is in this chapter we learn by example that God is a gracious, compassionate and merciful God.
那么在这里那么我们看到了那么神呢他是一位有怜悯有恩典不轻易发怒的神
He is a God who is quick to forgive, who is ready and eager to show mercy.
那么他是一位呢非常、快的呢去、来饶恕我们而且呢对我们、实行怜悯
But all along, Jonah still has a problem.
但是呢约拿呢他还是有他的一些问题
He still has a disagreement with God about God being merciful.
他在这里呢他还是不同意神对尼尼微人的这个怜悯
Jonah's problem is not his theology.
约拿他的问题呢并不是说他的这个神学思想不对
Jonah knows better than most who God is、
约拿呢在这里呢他是知道他是最知道这位谁是这位真神的
Every time we find Jonah talking about who God is we find him saying true and excellent things about God
那么在整个的这些章节里面呢每一次约拿提到神的时候呢他都是在这里这、把神的最真实的这些真理都说出来
Even in this chapter where Jonah is blaming God for being God
那么在这一章里第四章里面他还是在这里头在、责备神他自己、确实是在做他神应该做的事
And at least now, Jonah's problem is no longer that he doesn't obey God. He does obey God.
那么现在呢，约拿呢，似乎从行为上他是在遵顺服神。
The problem is he obeys, but he doesn't want to.
那么他的问题现在是他虽然说行为上顺服，但是呢，他心里并不情愿。
The problem is he knows who God is, but he doesn't love God.
他的问题呢是他知道谁是这位真神但是呢他从心里并不去爱这位神
And so now God works on Jonah's attitude
那么现在呢神又开始、在他的、这个他的态度上来去来做他的工作
And yet in this chapter we really don't learn whether or not Jonah listened
那么到了这个、第四章的结尾呢我们也并不知道最后约拿呢他是不是、真的听了神对他的这些教导
Did you notice the book ends with a question?
那么你注意到没有，这个这一章第这一本书的最后一节呢是用问题来结束的。
God's final question to Jonah is really the key to the whole book.
那么神在最后的这一句问句里面是这一本书的这个结论。
And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left and also much cattle?
那么神在这里呢问约拿，就是说你因为这个大城里面有12万多人不分辨左手和右手，还有一些牲畜，那么我是不是应该怜悯他们呢？
And there were left hanging.
那么这个问题呢，就这本书呢就用这个问题呢在这儿结束了。
We want to know, okay, well, what did Jonah do next?
那么我们呢就想说，那么约拿下一步，约拿他心里头怎么说，怎么想，他怎么做呢？
That's the point.
那么这个呢就是这本书要给我们教导的一个重点。
I think most likely Jonah did listen to God and did change his attitude.
那么我想呢，约拿最后肯定是听了神的教导，改变了他的态度。
Either this book was written by Jonah himself, or it was written by someone who interviewed Jonah.
那么不管呢这本书是约拿自己本人写的，还是他其他的人呢采访了他写下来的这本书。
And I don't think it's possible for anybody to tell a story about like this on themselves without changing their attitude.
那么我想，不管是对任何一个人，如果他听到这样的一个故事，他还能够保持他的态度不改变，是很难的。
A lot of the experiences in this book are experiences only Jonah could have known.
那么这里面的很多的经历呢，记载的经历都是约拿自己亲身体验到才知道的。
Especially this chapter, where it's just a conversation between God and Jonah, and no one overhears it.
那么特别是第四章，那么这里面呢就是一些对话，在神和约拿之间，除了约拿和神以外没人知道。
And yet Jonah makes himself look very bad in the whole book.
那么在整个这本书里呢，约拿呢他自己呢让他自己看的显得非常的不好。
So I think it most likely, yes, Jonah does listen, he does hear God, but he doesn't tell us that.
那么我想呢，在最后呢，约拿呢，他确实是听了神的话，他也顺服了神，只是他没有，最后他没有告诉读者。
Jonah intentionally leaves us hanging because the question God asks him is the question he wants you to ask yourself.
那么约拿在这里留下最后这个问题，他神问他的这个问题，也正是他想让我们每一个读者自己也问自己同样的这个问题。
He wants you to place yourself in Jonah's shoes and to ask yourself, shouldn't God pity the wicked?
他呢是想让我们每一个人把我们放在约拿的那种境况下，问我们自己，我们神是不是应该对那些不认识神的人应该有怜悯呢？
Shouldn't God have compassion and shouldn't we rejoice when we see God showing mercy on others?
那么我们是不是当我们看到神对别人有怜悯有恩典的时候，我们是不是应该非常的高兴呢？
So let's look at how God leads Jonah to that point.
那么我们现在一步一步的仔细的看一下神是怎么样把约拿带到最后这样一个地步的。
In verses 1 to 4, we find Jonah's anger at the Ninevites' repentance.
那么在第四章的第一到第四节呢，我们看到约拿对神的怜悯呢，他非常的愤怒。
Most preachers or evangelists, faced with Jonah's circumstance, would be absolutely overjoyed.
那么很多的这些讲道的人和这些传福音的人呢，他们看到这些都是非常的高兴。
Jonah could say, I preached a message and the biggest city in the whole world listened to me and heard my message.
那么约拿在这里说，我呢在这里在尼尼微城呢在这里传讲了神的话语，但是尼尼微城整个悔改了。
That's quite a record.
那么这是一个非常一个不小的这个胜利。
But Jonah not only isn't happy, He is really angry about it.
那么约拿在这里他并不高兴，他反而在这里生气。
Verses 1 to 4. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry, and he prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord, is this not what I said when I was yet in my country? That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relenting from disaster. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. And the Lord said, Do you well to be angry?
那么第四章第一到第四节这里说，这事约拿大大不悦，却甚发怒，就祷告耶和华说：“耶和华，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急速逃往他时去。耶和华，现在就求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。”耶和华说：“你这样发怒，合乎理吗？”
What gives Jonah? Why are you so angry?
那么什么事情使约拿这样的发怒呢？
He is so angry he wants to die.
以至于他都想一死了之。
Well,It's kind of hard to figure out what makes Jonah angry. There could be several things.
那么好像是挺难来在这里头看出来约拿为什么生气。那么这里我们可以去思想几个方面。
Some people suggest Jonah does not like non-Israelites. He does not like Gentiles.
那么有的人建议说约拿呢他不喜欢外邦人。
That's certainly possible.
这可能也是一个原因。
Some people suggest that he hates the Assyrians because they have threatened Israel in the past.
那么有的人在这里建议说，约拿呢，他非常的恨这些尼尼微人，因为这些人对以色列人呢非常的残酷。
Well, I don't think Assyria, the Ninevites aren't a problem at the moment. A generation earlier, they had been.
那么我在这里呢不相信这个是已经是百年以前的事，约拿还有这么大的这个对尼尼微人的这些仇视。
And certainly we find that when one nation oppresses another, often there's long standing bitterness by all the people of that nation.
那么我们有的时候真的是可以看到当两个国家呢他们在互相呢就是说做侵略的一些事情，那么这里面会有很多的苦毒。
There is one thing that Jonas himself says that gives us perhaps a hint.
那么在这里呢约拿其实自己也给了我们一个预示在这里。
In Jonah's prayer in chapter 2 he says one thing that seems to be almost out of place. Chapter 2 verse 8
在第二章第八节里面，这里约拿说了一件事。
Those who pay regard to vain idols forget their hope of steadfast love.
这里说，那信奉虚无之神的人离弃怜爱他们的主。
What's that doing there?
那么这句是什么意思呢？
Jonah doesn't worship idols.
约拿他不拜偶像。
I think it's an insight into how Jonah views.
我想这里呢就是说从约拿他自己的内心深处他是怎么看这些拜偶像的这些假神的这些外邦人的。
It shows us first of all Jonah hates idolatry.
那么这里呢我们看到约拿呢他是非常痛恨这些拜偶像的事情。
That's actually a good thing.
这个其实是对的。
Jonah lives in the northern kingdom of Israel where there is a lot of idolatry.
那么约拿呢他住在以色列国的北部，那么那里呢有很多的拜偶像的事情。
In just one generation God will send the Assyrians to destroy the northern kingdom of Israel because the northern kingdom worships idols.
那么就在一个世纪以后呢就神呢就会去差遣那些希腊人呢来去把这个以色列人呢全掳走。
And Jonah, as a true worshipper of God, has every right to hate idolatry.
那么约拿呢他是一个真正拜真神的人，那么他是非常痛恶拜偶像的这些事。
But he goes a little bit farther than just that.
但是呢它还有更深的、意义在里面。
He says that those who worship idols forsake their mercy, their steadfast love.
那么他在这里在指出说那些拜偶像的人呢 他们已经把神的这个怜悯和恩典呢他们已经给放弃了。
In other words, he believes those who worship idols forsake their right to claim the mercy of God.
那么 换一句话说，就是那些拜偶像的人呢，他们其实已经自己 自动的把神对他们的这些恩典呢，就是已经放弃了，不要了。
And in a long-term sense, Jonah is correct.
那么在、这些神、约拿的这整个的这个过程中，
God will not tolerate rivals.
神呢是对那些也一味的反叛的人呢，他是不会永远的、忍耐下去的。
And God is just.
神是公义的神。
But there's something Jonah does not say here.
但是约拿在这里呢，他有一件事没有说。
Which wouldn't be important except that the rest of the book indicates that it is important.
如果这整个这本书呢、不再说这个是重要的话，那么我们以为这个不重要。
He says nothing about repentance.
那么在这里呢，约拿并没有说、悔改的事。
He doesn't say those who worship idols forsake their mercy unless they turn and repent.
他在这里没有说完全。那么那些拜偶像的那些人呢，如果他们、持一直那个拜下去而不悔改的话，
He knows that people who repent do receive mercy from God.
那么他自己应该是知道的，如果那些拜偶像的人，如果他们悔改归向神的话，那么神是有怜悯的。
That's his complaint right here in chapter 4.
那么这就是约拿他的在第四章呢，他在这里所抱怨的一部分。
But he doesn't agree that God should do that.
但是他不同意神对那些、从偶像拜偶像中悔改的人的那个怜悯的态度。
He won't let God be merciful.
他不想让神呢、来施行他的怜悯。
So perhaps for the idolatry or for whatever other reason Jonah hated the Ninevites, Jonah does not want God to be merciful.
那么也许是、约拿呢对那些拜偶像人呢非常的痛恶、反正整本书呢是在说、约拿不希望神对他人有怜悯。
He is much like someone who holds a grudge against somebody else、
他就像是那些人在心里面呢来 计算别人的恶，不愿意去、不愿意去饶恕人的人。
And even if they say they're sorry and mean itThat person won't forgive them.
那么，即便呢，这个人呢，已经跟他说，求他怜，请他怜悯，但是呢，他在心里面并不去啊、接受人家的这个这个悔改。
Jonah still wants revenge.
约拿呢，他其实在这里，他想要的是啊、报复，回报，报复。
So let's look at Jonah's prayer then here in chapter 4.
我们看一下，一起来看一下第四章的约拿的这个祷告。
At least Jonah's on speaking terms with God now. Let's give him credit for that.
那么在这里呢，他对神所说的这个话呢都是对的。那么我们这个还是要要给约拿他一个公正的这个评论。
But his prayer is not much of a prayer.
但是他的祷告呢，并不是神所想要的那种祷告。
He gives a wonderfully orthodox statement of the mercy of God only to complain about it.
他呢在这里呢他呢、对神的这些、属性和神的这些恩典呢他都说得非常的对，但是呢他却是在抱怨神有这样的这些属性。
He explains that he knew that God was gracious and merciful, and he gives five characteristics of who God is.
那么他在这里呢，他说神是有怜悯有恩典，那么他在这里说了神的五个属性。
That he says that God is gracious, that is, he is favorable towards people.
那么他在这里说神呢有恩典，他也有怜悯。
He says that God is merciful, in other words, that God is quick to show undeserved favor to people even when they have sinned against him.
他在这里说神有怜悯呢，就是说神呢，他很快的，啊、也很盼，愿很急切的去饶恕那些悔改的人。
He says that God is slow to anger.
他在这里说神呢，他不轻易的对犯罪的人发怒。
That is, even when people sin against God and offend Him, God is not quick to show His anger and judge them.
即使呢人呢在这里头一直犯罪来得罪神，但是神呢他还确实是忍耐，然后他不轻易的呢去发怒惩罚这个罪人。
Instead, God waits patiently for them to repent, and then when God does bring judgment, He often doesn't bring judgment for the full measure of their sins.
那么相反呢，神呢在很耐心的等待人从最终悔改，但是呢，当神的这个审判一旦是到了时间，他就会用最他的完整的审判来把你人的罪。
He says that God is abounding in steadfast love.
那么约拿在这里说，神有丰富的慈爱。
And that word translated steadfast love in my Bible is a little difficult to translate into English.
那么这个持久的这个忍的慈爱呢，在英文里面是很难来翻译出来的。
There really isn't one word that says what that all of what that means.
在英文里面没有一个只是用一个词就能表达出来这个持久的这个慈爱。
It means that God is loving and kind.
那么他可以说是神呢，他有慈爱，然后很恩慈。
And it also means that God is loyal, that is, He is faithful and keeps and does what He promises.
那么他也是在说神呢，他很忠诚的对他的这个慈爱去保守他的慈爱。
And finally, Jonah says that God is someone who relents from disaster.
最后呢，他还说神呢经常会后悔不降这个他所要降的灾。
Now that word disaster translated in my Bible is a very broad-ranging word.
那么这个灾难在我的这个圣经里面的是一个非常有很多的这个意思。
It is translated no less than three different ways in this chapter alone.
那么在这个第四章里面，它就有三种不同的这个翻译。
Jonah uses it to describe God is quick to relent from the disaster or the calamity that he had threatened to send.
那么在第四章，他就说神呢，他很他很不愿意去降快速的降灾去惩罚。
The same word is used to describe Jonah's attitude when it says, it displeased Jonah exceedingly. That word displeased is the same word.
那么另外呢，还有一个翻译就是说，这个神的这个怜悯呢，让约拿呢他非常的不高兴。那么这个让约拿不高兴这个词呢，他也是这样翻译的。
And then it's used in verse 6.To say that God made the plant to save Jonah from his discomfort.
那么第六节里呢，他同样去翻译成就是说神呢造了一颗蓖麻来使约拿，就是说来保护他。
So this word can apply to disaster, it can apply to moral evil, it can apply to physical discomfort, all of those things.
那么就这个灾难呢，可以翻译成确实是灾难，或者是呢一个苦处，或者是或者是就是这种惩罚。
In this case, Jonah is saying that when God threatens to bring a calamity on a city,God is very quick to not bring it if the city shows signs of repentance.
那么这里面呢，就告诉我们一个教导我们说，当神呢，他说他要惩罚一个城市的时候，当这个城市悔改的时候呢，那么神呢，他就会很快的来饶恕他们，不降这个灾。
The same confession of who God is found in Joel 2:13.
那么在约珥书里面呢，第二章我们也可以看到神呢也同样的说了，用了这个态度。
Jonah 2:12-13. Yet even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and then your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster.
那么这个灾难在第二章约珥书的第二章十二节可以说到说，耶和华说，既然如此，你们应当继续哭泣悲哀，一心归向我，你们要撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服，归向耶和华你们的神，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾。
So there's nothing wrong with Jonah's confession of who God is.
那么在约拿在这说神谁是这位真神呢，他所有说的这一切都是没有错误的。
The problem is that this is why Jonah fled to Tarshish.
这也是为什么约拿呢他逃离开神去他时。
Jonah says that this is why I fled to Tarshish.
约拿自己告诉我们，这也是为什么他去跑到他时而不去尼尼微。
He knows that God is gracious and merciful. He didn't want God to be merciful, so he ran.
因为他知道神是有恩典、有怜悯的神，他呢不想让神有恩典、有怜悯，所以他离开神，不去顺服神。
This is why Jonah then said, Jonah says that he is so upset he wants to die.
这也是为什么约拿呢他自己说他非常的愤怒，他以至于他都想死。
Even though God has had compassion on the Ninevites, Jonah still hasn't forgiven them.
即便神呢他们神对尼尼微这些人呢都有怜悯，但是约拿呢却是不愿意去饶恕尼尼微人。
He wants to see the whole city burn.
他希望呢他看到这个整个这个城市尼尼微城呢被神毁灭。
This is why Jonah does not answer God's question, the person.
这也是为什么约拿呢不去回答神问他的问题。
Once again, we find God being exactly the kind of God that Jonah just said he was, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness.
从神对约拿这些态度里面我们看到，那么约拿神确实是像约拿所说的这样，他呢有怜悯有恩典，而且不轻易发怒。
Instead of judging Jonah on the spot, God simply asks a question.
那在约拿这样的去无理的发怒的时候，神没有去惩罚他当时立刻惩罚他，却是问他问题，帮助他悔改。
Do you have the right to be angry?
神问他说，你有这种这样发怒合乎你的这样发怒合乎情理吗？
Not all anger is wrong.
并不是所有的这个怒气都是错的。
Ephesians 4:26 says, be angry and do not sin.
那么在以弗所书第四章六节说的是我们也可以生气，但是呢在你的生气的时候不能犯罪。
But while it is possible to have righteous anger, Jonah's anger is not righteous anger.
那么发易怒呢是有可能的，但是呢约拿这里的这个怒呢不是易怒。
And Jonah has to know it because he just got done saying who God is.
那么约拿他应该是知道的，因为他刚才还把神的所有的这些真理呢都说出来了。
There's really no answer to God's question unless you change your attitude, because God is gracious.
那么你人在这里再怎么说神是对的也没有用，直到你的态度呢是改变了，那么神呢他是公义的神。
And we find here the first reason why we ought to have compassion on the lost, on those who are wicked and who repent.
那么在这里呢，我们就知道了一个为什么这个原因呢？神为什么让我们对那些还没有悔改、不认识神的人呢，要有怜悯
Jonah himself tells us this is part of who God is. God is gracious and merciful. It's part of his character. That's why he has compassion on the lost, and that's why we should too.
那么约拿在这里呢，其实他就说出来了神的这个真理，就是神他自己就是一个有怜悯有恩典的神，他对那些不认识不悔改的人呢，他都是不轻易发怒和有怜悯的。那么我们呢是神的子民，那么我们也应该是有这样的怜悯。
So instead of answering God with what? Instead,Jonah goes out to the city and builds a booth.
约拿在这里没有直接回答神的问题，他却跑到了城内呢，他给他自己造了一个棚子。
It says in verse 5 that Jonah went out of the city to the east and made a booth for himself. He sat under its shade till he see what would become of the city.
那么第五节这里说，约拿出城，坐在城的东边，在那里为自己搭了一座棚，坐在棚的荫下，他要看看那城究竟如何。
Now the real point of these few verses is that God is going to teach Jonah an object lesson.
那么在这里呢，其实真实的这个重点在这里，就是神呢，他要给约拿呢一个现实很一个教导。
Jonah will not respond to God with anything except angry silence, so God teaches him a lesson.
那么约拿呢，除了对神这里发怒和就是说不愿意去回答神，那么神呢却是还是要教育他。
But we wonder, Jonah, what do you think you're doing?
那么我们有时候就在这问约拿，你知道你自己在做什么吗？
He has just got done complaining that God has already shown mercy to the city.
那么他刚在这里，刚才在这里还抱怨了神对那个尼尼微城的怜悯。
Surely, Jonah, you don't think God's going to change his mind in the short time that you'll be sitting there watching the city.
那么约拿，你真的是想象神会在这样短的一个时期内就会改变他的主意，不去怜悯那个城吗？
If there's one thing we know about God, He is a God who does not change. He is not fickle.
那么我们如果有一件事我们可以认识这个神，就是神呢，他是一个永不改变的神。
And yet, Jonah already knows that God has already chosen to save the city.
那么约拿他知道的，神从一开始的时候就已经选择他要拯救这个尼尼微城。
I'm not sure if that's because the 40 days had already expired.
我不知道是不是40天以后那么这个神的这个承诺就已经结束了吗？
And so Jonah had been sitting out here for a month and a half.
那么约拿呢，他在这里已经坐了一个半月了。
Or if Jonah had already figured out because the city repented, God would already forgive it.
那么或者约拿呢，他自己已经意识到，那么这个城市他已经悔改了，神也就赦免了他们。
Either way, Jonah already knows what God has chosen to do.
那么不管怎么说呢，约拿他自己是非常清楚神要做什么的。
Perhaps Jonah isn't being totally rational.
那么在这里呢，约拿呢，他并不是说一个没有理智的人。
He is still angry at God.
但是呢，他还是对神满了愤怒。
And so perhaps he's sitting watching the city, hoping against hope that God will destroy it, even though he knows God won't.
那么或者是他在这里呢，坐在这里就是观望，也许有那么一点点的希望呢，神呢会毁掉这个城，不去怜悯他们。
People tend to do things like that when they're really upset, and Jonah's really upset.
那么人呢，有的时候他就是有这样的倾向，去这么知道不可能发生的事，但是呢，他确实还是在那儿抱着一点点的希望。那么约拿在这里就是这样。
Now I'm not sure why Jonah was on the east side of the city. Maybe it's because there were higher mountains there and he could watch the city easier.
我不知道约拿为什么坐在城的这个东头，也许那个那儿有一个比较高的地势，那么他可以看到尼尼微城。
Or maybe that's because where he ended up when he was going through the city. He started from the west and he ended up in the east, so that's where he stayed.
那么也许呢，就是说他正好从这个尼尼微城出来，他们从东面出来，然后到从西面出来，然后到了东面，他就 就停在这里了。
At any rate, the shelter he made wouldn't have been very effective.
那么他在这里所做的这些呢，并不是好像那么有效果的。
The word translated booth for Jonah's shelter is the same word used about the makeshift branches that the Israelites would make during the Feast of Tabernacles.
那么这里面所说的约拿的搭的这个棚子呢，正是就是同样的这个字呢，用在就是当以色列人在过祝棚节的时候，他们用这些就是这些树木呢搭的这个棚子。
Most likely, this is summertime when Jonah is there.
那么这里呢，可能就是说约拿在这的时候，正好是一个夏季。
And during the summer in Babylon, the temperature can easily reach 110 degrees.
在这个夏季的时候呢。那么这个Babylon 这个地方呢，它的这个温度呢，可能会达到100华氏。
To build a shelter from the sun is not simply a way of being comfortable; it's a way of survival.
那么在这样的一个巴比伦地这么热的时候，那么在这里搭这样一个棚子呢，这么热的天气，可能也不是那么很帮助它驱热。
Jonah has to have some kind of shelter if he's going to sit out there for any length of time or die of heat stroke.
那么他或者呢住在这样一个简单的棚子里，或者是他在那个炎日下呢，他就会因为热会中暑死去。
But even with his little shelter, it's still going to be really hot and uncomfortable out there.
那么即便他有这样一个小的棚子在这里被他遮阴，但是他还是会热得非常的难受的。
And this is where God's object lesson comes in.
那么这个呢，就是神那么给他了一个真是一个亲身的一个经历来给他教导他。
God appoints a plant to grow over this shelter.
那么神呢，让一个植物来长起来，然后来为他遮阴。
The word translated plant is used only here in the Hebrew Bible.
那么这个。在这里呢，这个植物的这个翻译呢，只有在这个希伯来文呢才用了这个字。
So we're not exactly sure what sort of plant it was, but it was probably some sort of vine or gourd type thing.
那么这里我们并不知道这个具体的这个植物是什么，但是可能就是一种藤物，或者是一种就是瓜藤那样的植物。
Some have suggested the castor bean plant because it has big leaves and can grow up to 12 feet tall.
那么有的人呢，就是说可能在猜测这是一种这种蓖麻这种藤，那么它可以有很大的这个叶子，然后可以有很多的遮阴的地方。
It's also something that is easily damaged if the stem is hurt.
那么同样呢，也是很容易就被伤害。那么如果它的这个树茎呢被咬掉。
But at any rate, there's definitely something supernatural going on.
那么这里呢，不管怎么说呢，肯定是一个现实的一个奇迹在这里发生了。
No plant grows in a single night big enough to be a shade for somebody.
那么没有一种植物呢，可以自然的在一夜之间呢，就可以长得大到一种程度，你可以遮阴乘凉。
I suppose it's possible for a plant to wither in a single night too, but that's awfully fast.
那么也许呢，对一个一个植物，它在一晚上呢就枯萎掉，这可能是很现实的。
But that's part of the point.
但在这里呢，神呢就是要用这种不可能呢来教导一个约拿一个功课。
God specifically intends this plant to grow up very very fast and to die very very quickly.
那么神在这里就是想让一个植物呢，它可以成长得非常快，然后呢，它又很快的会枯萎死掉。
It says he's exceedingly glad for the plant.
那么这里呢，说到约拿呢，他对神给他提供这个遮阴的这种植物呢，他是非常的他是大大的喜乐。
His creature comfort, saving him from the blistering hot sun, is really important to him.
那么这个植物呢在这里呢来帮助他躲开这个夏日的这个落日的这个炎热，这是对他来说是一个真的是很大的一个安慰。
But the next day, God appoints a worm, and the whole thing withers.
那么第二天呢，神呢就是来差遣了一条虫子呢，就把这个植物呢给咬死了。
Along with that, the next day, God appoints a scorching east wind.
然后呢，接下来呢，神又差遣了一个非常炎热的东风呢，来吹这块地方。
Now, I don't know how much time you spent in weather well over 100 degrees.
我不知道你有没有曾经在一个超过100华氏度的一个地方呢待过。
But when it gets that hot, the wind does not cool you down.
当那个温度超过100这种华氏度的时候呢，即便是有风呢，也不会说让你能够凉爽的。
Where I grew up in Australia, sometimes it gets that hot.
我在澳大利亚长大，那么那个地方呢，有的时候就是这样的炎热。
I remember riding in a car once when the air conditioner wasn't working.
我记得有一次呢，我在这么热的天的时候，正好在车里，那么那个空调呢也不 work.
And it was well over 100 degrees outside.
那么那个时候呢，是有100多度。
I was a kid. Anyway, I rolled the window down to try to get some cool air.
那我还很小，我是个小孩子，但是我呢就把那个窗户呢摇下来，想着是不是能有点凉风。
I promptly rolled the window back up again. That made it worse.
我呢赶快又把这个窗户呢给摇上去了，因为那个风呢真的是没有让我感觉到一点的凉爽。
Well, this is what happens to Jonah.
那么这就是约拿现在体会到的这种炎热。
The wind does not cool him down. It makes him even hotter than he was before.
那么这个风呢，东风没有让他感觉到凉爽，反而让他感觉到更炎热。
Yet Jonah's brought all this on himself. He can go home.
约拿其实他自己在这里是自找的这些苦难，他本来是可以很就是完了这件事就可以回家的。
God made Jonah go to Nineveh. God is not making him stay there.
那么神呢让约拿去尼尼微去传信息，神并没有让约拿呢在这个地方在这里受苦。
It's only Jonah's stubbornness that makes him continue to sit there.
是这个约拿他自己的这种顽梗的这种不顺服，让他在这里坐在这里来受苦。
And besides, what does he think he's going to accomplish by watching the city?
那么再说了，他在这里就这样的去看着这个城市的下一步，对他有什么益处呢？
He knows God isn't going to destroy the city, and even if God did destroy the city, Jonah will hear about it back in Judea eventually.
那么他知道，从心里他就知道神是不会去摧毁这个城市的。那么即使神就是要摧毁这个城市，他回到这个回到这个犹大地呢，那么他也可以知道这个消息的。
I mean, news travels a lot slower than it does today, but he's still going to hear about an event that big.
那么在过去也许那些消息呢传的没那么快，但是呢这样大的，如果神要拆毁这个城市呢，那么这样大的事情肯定也会传到犹大地的。
Instead, Jonah has his death wish again.
那么在这里呢，其实约拿呢他自己呢这么受苦呢，他自己又想要死了。
He says, continuing to sit there, it's better for me to die than to live.
那么他接着坐在这里，然后他在抱怨说呢，我死了比活着还好。
Perhaps from Jonah's perspective, now he's feeling really sorry for himself.
那么从约拿他自己的这个思想里面，他可能现在在感觉到自己非常的可怜。
Perhaps he's thinking to himself, well, God told me to go to Nineveh, so I tried to go to the ends of the earth and perhaps get myself killed rather than preach.
那么呢，他在这里可能自怜地说，神让我去尼尼微，尼尼微我也去了那里，也把这个消息都传过去了。
And God refused to kill me. He made me go to Nineveh instead.
那么他呢，神不愿意让我死掉，所以他呢， 坚持要让我做他让我做的事情。
And then the Ninevites repent, and so now by my own hand, they won't get what Jonah thinks they deserve.
那么现在呢，尼尼微城悔改了，那么约拿所做的这一切呢，让尼尼微呢没有得到约拿想让他们得到的结果。
And now to make matters worse, I got this fierce east wind. I'm feeling faint from heat exhaustion. And what's God doing? Why is God picking on me?
那么他在这里抱怨说呢，那么在这里呢，这个夏日的这个东风，炎热的东风让我真是头脑发昏。那么神在这里怎么这样的苦待我呢？
Jonah's kind of pathetic.
那么他在这里真的是很到了一种很可怜的这种。
But now God has Jonah right where He wants him.
但是这是神想让约拿所到的这样的一个境地。
There's a little bit of an ambiguity in verse 6.
那么在第六节里面，这里有一点的模糊，好像。
The phrase it says that God appointed the plant to save Jonah from his discomfort.
那么这里面呢，神呢，好像是神提供了这个植物让。约拿呢有一点这个遮阴。
Now that's a good translation, but it can also be read a different way.
那么这也是一种很好的一个翻译，但是呢也可以有另外一种说法。
That word translated discomfort can also mean moral evil.
那么这里面的这个就是说不舒服的这种感觉呢，也可以说是一种，就是说是一种道德上的一种败坏。
Well, it seemed at first that God had appointed the plant to make Jonah feel better, to save him from his discomfort.
那么在一开始呢，好像是神造了这个植物让约拿呢有一点就是说脱离一点这种苦处。
God really appointed the plant for a different reason.
但是神呢，他现在预备这个植物呢，他有他更深的一个意义。
He really wanted to save Jonah from Jonah's evil attitude, from the sin in his heart.
那么他确实是借着这个植物这件事呢，他是要教导约拿呢，他让他看到自己，那么他自己这个心态上的这种罪恶。
See now, God does to the plant.What Jonah wanted God to do for the Ninevites.
那么神呢，对约拿提供的这个植物的这种，先安慰他，然后又拿走这个植物。那么正是约拿他自己，表达了约拿他自己对尼尼微人的这个态度。
And so now God can teach Jonah his lesson.
那么现在呢，神呢可以来让约拿学到这个功课了。
He asked that same question.
他用同样一个问题。
Do you have a right to be angry?
神同样问他，你这样的发怒合乎情理吗？
This time Jonah's angry silence is broken.
那么这次呢，约拿呢，他自己终于呢，他就是不再缄默不言了。
He responds indignantly, Yes, I have a right to be angry. I'm angry enough to die.
那么他在这里他自己在这非常非常激动的回答神说我当然非常的愤怒以至于我都真的想死了
Wow, Jonah, that's kind of extreme
这里约拿呢他确实是非常的极端
It's just a plant
这只是一个植物
And yet Jonah says he's so angry he's angry enough to die
那么对这样一个植物呢他都这么的生气以至于他气的都说他都想死掉
And now comes God's explanation
那么现在呢神要解释他安排这个植物的原因了
It's a comparison between Jonah's plant and the city he's watching over
神在用这个植物呢 来跟这个尼尼微整个城里的这些人呢来做一个对比
Jonah pitied the plant. He had compassion on this plant.
那么约拿呢？他对这么一个小小的植物呢，都会有这样的怜悯。
And God pitied the city of Nineveh.
但是神呢，对这个尼尼微城的这个整个他这个城市的人呢，有怜悯。
Now, the word translated pity in both places is the same word.
啊，那么在这两个怜悯里面呢，它这里边的翻译呢都是同样一个字。
Yet it really has two different meanings.
但是它们的意思呢，意义呢却是不一样的。
You don't have pity on an inanimate object, on a plant.
啊，那么一般来说，人呢，他对一个没有这种不是这种动物或者人的这种病呢，他是这种东西呢是没有这样的怜悯的。
But you do have pity on people in a city.
但是呢，人一般呢是对人，对一个城里的人呢，我们应该是有怜悯。
And yet it's that the same it's the fact that Jonah is feeling a similar emotion that God is feeling for the city of Nineveh. That's the basis of comparison.
那么这里的这个对比的这个基本的这个出发点呢，就是在这里说神对这个植物的一个怜悯和人就约拿对植物的怜悯和神对这个尼尼微城的人的怜悯这样一个对比。
Jonah has had concern for an object that is about as valueless as you can imagine.
那么约拿呢对这样的一个植物可以是真是很快就失去它的价值的这样一个植物有这样的怜悯。
It's not a person, it's not even an animal, it's only a plant.
它不是一个人，也不是一个动物，那么只是一个植物。
Secondly, this plant was very temporary.
而且呢，这种植物呢也都是暂时的。
It grew up in a single night, and it was destroyed in a single night.
他在一晚上长起来，然后一晚上又死去。
It lived just a single day.
那么就存了一天。
Third, Jonah had nothing to do with making it grow.
那么约拿在这里呢，他又没有任何的这种花任何的这个精力呢，去来让这个植物能长起来。
Now maybe you like to garden.
也许你喜欢种东西。
And so if you like to garden, you like to keep your plants looking nice, you'll be upset if someone destroys them, right?
如果你有一个这种就是说园子呢，你种了一些东西，然后有人给它毁掉了以后，你可能会有点沮丧。
Why?
为什么呢？
Well, because you've worked hard to make it look nice, and now it's gone.
因为你确实在这里花了很多的功夫来让它这个园子长起来，但是现在被摧毁了。
Well, Jonah hasn't done that. He hasn't cared for this plant. It grew by itself.
但约拿并没有去做这样的事情，他没有来让这个植物来护理这个植物来生长。
The only reason he cares about it is because it was giving him shade from the blistering hot sun.
他可能唯一的原因他来在乎这个植物，是因为这个植物能够给他提供一个树荫。
Contrast Jonah's little plant with the city of Nineveh.
那么我们在这里来用这个植物和整个这个尼尼微城的所有的这些人来比较的话。
Now instead of a single plant, this is a great city.
那么这个只是一个单独的一个植物，那么尼尼微呢，却是一个非常大的城市。
Quite possibly at that time, Nineveh may have been the biggest city in the world.
那么在当时那个时候呢，也许尼尼微是世上最大的一个城市。
Now God gives us a figure here of 120,000 people.
那么神在这里说呢，这个城市呢，大概有超过十二万多的人。
Most likely, that's the entire population of Nineveh.
那么这可能是当时尼尼微城的所有的人。
The size of the city would allow for a population of about that size.
那么这个城市呢，有足够大能有这样多的人。
Well, it may not be big compared to many cities today, but the Earth's population was much smaller back then.
那么也许对现在来讲呢，这个城市好像这么多的城市这样的非常的多。那么在过去呢，这样的一个城市就是相当大的。
At any rate, this is a really, really big city.
那么这是确实是一个在当时来讲很大的一个城市。
More to the point, there are people in this city.
而且呢，这个城市里有很多的人。
People are made in the image of God.
那么这些人呢，都是按照神的形象造的。
They are valuable because they are people.
他们之所以有价值，是因为他们是人。
Unlike Jonah, God does have something to do with allowing this city to grow.
那么不像约拿呢，神呢在整个这个城市里面，他确实护理的这个城市能长成这么大。
He has made each one.
他造了里面每一个人。
He has allowed the right circumstances to develop so that this city would flourish right here at this time in this place.
那么他神呢护理了，用各种各样的方式护理这个城市，在当时呢能够长成这样的一个大小。
Unlike the plant, Nineveh is an ancient city.
那么对一个一夜生长的这个植物来讲，那么尼尼微呢，它是是一个很长的时间长到成长成这么大一个城市。
Already in Jonah's day, the city has been there for many centuries.
那么当约拿的那个时代呢，这个城市已经在那里有几百年了。
It is not the sun of one day, as the Hebrew says. It is a long, ancient city.
那么并不是一个一夜之间成长起来的城市，这是一个非常古老的一个城市。
And so it is so much more valuable than Jonah's little plant.
那么相比约拿的这个植物还有这个城市呢，它是有更大的价值。
Now God says that these people in the city are people who don't know the difference between their right and their left hand.
那么神在这里说呢，这个城市里的人呢，他们都不能够分辨他们的左手右手。
Now, I do know some people who tend to get their rights and their lefts mixed up.
我知道大部分的人呢，肯定都是能够分清自己的左手右手的。
My father has three degrees.
我的父亲呢，他有三个学历证。
He has advanced training and he can read Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic.
那么他呢，有很好的这个学习在对希伯来文和希腊文呢，他可以很好的就是说可以读阅读。
But sometimes he gets his right and his left mixed up.
但是呢，他却自己有时候分不清左右。
I don't think quite that's what God is talking about here.
但是我不相信神在这里是这个意思。
I think rather God is talking about people who are morally naive. They don't know their right and their left in terms of right and wrong.
我想神在这里所说的是，那么这些人呢，是他们在道德的真理的上面呢，他们不知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
Now, I don't think God is saying they're innocent.
但是神也并不是说他们就是那样。无知或者是就是那样的不知道的。
In chapter 3 verse 8, the king declares, let every man turn from his evil way and from the violence in his hands.
那么在第三章里面，王，这个尼尼微的王呢，他说让每一个人呢，让我们现在开始离开我们的恶行。
So they know that they do wrong things.
就是说呢，这里的尼尼微人呢，他们是知道他们做了什么错事了。
But compared to Jonah, what they know about God is almost nothing.
但是呢，相比约拿对神的那样的认识呢，那么尼尼微人呢，他们对那神确实没有那样的认识。
They're pagans. They don't know who God is.
他们是外邦人，他们并不知道这个真神到底是什么样的一个神。
They don't have the advantage of the scriptures like the Israelites do.
他们并没有像以色列人有这样的这么一个优势呢，他们有神的这个话语。
Jonah, because he is a true prophet of God, understands right from wrong in a way nobody in the city does.
那么约拿呢？他呢？他是知道，那么这个就是说神也，他也是知道这个所有的这些真理的。
And so in comparison to him, everyone in the city is morally like an infant.
那么相比约拿呢？那么这个城市里面的这些人就像是一个，在这个真理上就像是一个婴孩一样。
The repentance that they gave was the best they could have done under the circumstances.
那么他们当时的这个悔改呢，那么相比之下呢，就是他们对神的认识呢，这也是他们当时所能够做到的。
Jonah didn't tell them who the true God was.
约拿并没有告诉他们谁是这位真神。
So the fact that they didn't start worshiping him is, well, they weren't told about it.
那么他们呢，确实也就没有去去敬拜这位神。
They were only told that the gods would destroy this city.
那么这个尼尼微人只是被约拿告知说神要就是要倾覆这个城市了。
That's what they would have understood Jonah to say.
那么他们当时就是理解的就是约拿的所说的这样的一个状况。
That's it. That's all they heard.
这就是他们所当时所听到的。
And everything they heard, they believed.
那么他们听到的这一点点呢，他们也就顺服了。
And so because this city is morally naive, their repentance, while rather shallow, was quite sincere.
那么相比之下，这个城市呢，他们确实是非常的在这个属灵上，他们是真的是非常的不成熟，他们也就仅仅知道这么一点，但是在他们知道这一点里面，他们确实也顺服了。
That also mentions that there's a lot of animals in the city.
那么神在这里也提到，那么还有很多的动物。
As if to say, Jonah, if you still hate the Ninevites, at least think about the dumb animals.
那么神在这里好像是在教导约拿，就算是你痛恨这个尼尼微人的这个残酷，但是呢，你对那些动物难道也没有怜悯吗？
Of course, people are so much more valuable than animals, but even the animals are more valuable than Jonah's plant.
那么确实人比动物要在神眼里要有很高的价值，但是呢，那么这些动物比就约拿的那一个植物应该还是更有价值的。
And once again we find that there's only one possible answer to God's question.
那么我们在这里能看到只有一个回答可能的回答。
Jonah can respond in angry silence again.Or he can answer God and admit that he was wrong.
或者呢，约拿呢，他继续保持沉默，或者呢，约拿在这里他向神承认，那么他确实是错了。
The only way to answer God's question is to admit that God is right.
那么在这里呢，唯一能够回答神的这个问题的一个答案呢，就是说向神承认，那么神是对的。
And that's what God wants us to do.
那么这也是神想让我们所做的。
God wants us to see the world with His eyes.
神想让我们看这个世界，用他的眼光来看这个世界。
He wants us to look at others, not in their sin, but in mercy, desiring them to turn from their sin and repent of it.
神呢想让我们看人呢不要去看他们的罪，而是看他们怎么样能够呢靠着神的怜悯从这个罪里面能够悔改。
He wants us to long that they might change their ways so that God would not have to judge them or destroy them.
那么他让我们心里面生出一种愿望呢，就是说希望这些人能够知道神的这个怜悯以后能够从这里面得到神的怜悯悔改。
Ultimately, God wanted so much more than just Jonah's obedience.
那么神在这本书里面呢，他并不是只是要约拿呢，他对神的顺服。
He wanted Jonah's heart too.
他更想要的是约拿从心里面去服下来。
That's why he couldn't just simply leave Jonah after Jonah had done what he was told.
否则的话，神可以呢就不要去管约拿，当他已经在尼尼微做了他该做的事情。
And God wants more from you more than just obedience.
神对你所要求的，并不是说你就是去在行为上去顺服一些事情。
He wants you to look at the world with God's eyes.
他想让你呢，去用神想让你用的这种眼光去看这个世界。
He wants you to take the kind of pity and mercy that God has for others and have it for yourself.
那么他想让你有那种神的怜悯，去怜悯那么这些你周围的这些或者世界上的这些人。
If Jonah had only had God's sense of compassion to start with, Jonah never would have run into all of his problems that he had.
如果约拿呢，从一开始他就有神对人的这样的怜悯呢，他就不会去远离逃跑开始逃跑当神让他去做这件事的时候。
And for us, I ask you.
那么在这里我也想问你一个问题。
Do you see the world the way God sees it?
你看世上的这些人，你怎么看呢？是用神的眼光来看吗？
Perhaps you see your coworkers or a family member.
也许你对你的同事，或者是对你家里的人，你怎么看他们呢？
And perhaps they are wicked people.
也许他们真的是非常罪恶，有很多的罪恶。
Perhaps they have even sinned against you.
也许他们做了很多对不起你的事。
Do you resent them?
但是你从心里面厌恨他们吗？
Or instead, do you long that they would change the turn from their wicked ways so that God could show mercy on them?
那么你相反的，你愿意他们从他们的罪恶里面转过来，然后去回到神的恩典里吗？
How do you look at lost people?
你怎么看那些失落的人？
Do you see them as people who need to repent, people for whom you desire that God would shower His mercy upon them?
你是希望他们真的是能够悔改，然后神的恩典能降临到他们。
Now they must repent first.
当然了，他们需要先悔改。
There can be no mercy without repentance.
那么如果没有悔改呢？那么怜悯呢也没有办法临到这个人。
But God is the kind of God who is eager to show mercy, who longs to show mercy.
但是神呢是这样的一位神，他呢是可那么样的盼望的给人有这样的怜悯。
Do we agree with him on that? Do we see people that way?
那么我们同意神这样的看法，我们用这样神的这种怜悯去怜悯他人吗？
Do we rejoice?When God shows mercy on someone, or do we hold resentment in our hearts?
当我们看到神对他人有怜悯的时候，我们心里面是喜乐呢，还是我们怨恨神，对人的怜悯？
In some ways, I almost feel like I don't need to say that.
有的时候呢，我心里面确实不想这么说。
I see many of you, and I think a lot of you do very well with this.
我想你们有很多的人也这样做。
I think you do show pity for the lost.
你确实呢对那些失丧的人呢有怜悯。
You do desire that God would shower His mercy on them.
你也确实想让神的怜悯临到他们。
So I tell you the same thing that Paul told the Thessalonians.
那么我呢就想用保罗告诉帖撒罗尼迦的人的话来告诉你们。
The Thessalonians had asked Paul to talk to him about loving brothers.
那么在这里呢，帖撒罗尼迦的人呢，保罗告诉帖撒罗尼迦人是怎么样爱他们弟兄的。
And Paul's response was in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, I believe.
在帖撒罗尼迦书第四章。
Now concerning brotherly love, you have no need for anyone to write for you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love one another. For that indeed is what you are doing to all the brothers throughout Macedonia, but we urge you brothers to do this more and more.
那么在帖撒罗尼迦书第四章第九节这里说到，论到弟兄们相爱，不用人写信给你们，因为你们自己已蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。你们问马其顿全地的众弟兄，固然你们向马其顿全地的弟兄固然是这样的，但我劝勉弟兄们要更加的勉励。
In other words, Paul was saying, "My brothers, I'm writing to you about love, but I really don't need to."
那么在这里，保罗就说，我在这里写你们要彼此相爱，但是确实我不应该需要写这些。
Because I know you're already doing that.
但因为我知道你们在这样做。
Nevertheless, I still have something to say about it.
但是呢，我在这里还是想再说一下。
I urge you to practice it more and more.
我想让你们去这样的更互相的勉励，做更多。
And so I tell you, I don't need to tell you to love the lost.
那么我在这里也是想告诉我们大家，我不需要去告诉你们去爱那些失丧的人。
I see you as people who already do.
我呢在这里看你们是那种已经在这样做的人。
But I urge you to abound more and more.
但是呢，我希望你们在这里呢更加努力的去做。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, I thank you that you are a gracious and merciful God.
天父，我们谢谢你，你是一位有怜悯、有恩典的神。
A God who is slow to anger and quick to show mercy.
你是一个不轻易发怒却有丰富的恩典的神。
I pray, Lord, that we would be a people characterized by that same graciousness and mercy and compassion.
我在这里祷告，我们也是那样的，有怜悯、有恩典、不轻易发怒的人。
I pray that we would continue to demonstrate more and more a love and a compassion for the lost.
那么我在这里祷告，我们呢，在心里面有更多的这样的怜悯和慈爱对那些失丧的人。
I pray that we would not need an object lesson such as God taught Jonah.
那么我在这里呢，祷告，我们不是像约拿那样需要神这样的去用一个这样的去用耐心的去教导他。
But instead we would rejoice and give thanks when we see your mercy poured out around us.
那么相反的呢，当我们看到神你的怜悯慈爱的时候呢，我们自己呢从心里也满了喜乐，愿意效仿。
So I thank you for these things in Jesus' name.
我在这里感谢神，我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。 Amen.